After 120 years of local ownership, Juneau's electric company, Alaska Electric Light and Power, or AELNP, was sold to Spokane-based Avista Corp. Now, Avista is being acquired by Hydro One of Canada in a complex deal that still needs to be approved by regulators. But before that happens, a group of local investors plans to approach Hydro One with an offer to buy AELNP. They're in the process of raising at least $170 million to match what Avista paid for it in 2014. None of this was public until Assemblywoman Debbie White proposed the mayor send a letter to Hydro One on behalf of the unnamed investors.
I just think this is the last-ditch effort to try to retain local ownership of our utility.
That caught a number of assembly members by surprise, especially as White asked that the names in her draft letter be kept confidential until the very last minute.
Well, this is the very first I hear of any of this, so it's hard to have an opinion. And there's some suggestion that we can't name the names of the individuals.
That was Assemblywoman Maria Gladyshevsky. She was one of several who urged caution.
So it's very premature to make any commitments or even a suggestion of commitments. I think sending a letter suggests we have some commitment.
The assembly ultimately directed the city manager to draft a letter of interest without any explicit commitment to a deal. But Debbie White's original draft letter became a public record as soon as it was brought into open session. It named the investors as Duff Mitchell and Keith Comstock.
What we were looking for was just an exploratory letter. I mean, we do not know if Hydro One would be interested.
That's Duff Mitchell speaking to KTOO after the meeting. He and Keith Comstock are behind Juneau Hydropower and Juneau District Heating, which for years have been developing a hydro plant and a heating plan for downtown Juneau. Both projects have yet to break ground.
A lot of people in our community may think that this is so many zeros and so difficult. It's not really. We just want to put out to the community, if there's a will, there's a way, and it's financially doable.
Mitchell said the city could have a stake in a future investment group.
You know, if the city wants to have some of the profits and some of the dividends that are yielded to places outside our community, there's a way to keep those dollars circulating in our community.
What role, if any, the city might have in a future deal is far from being decided or explored. Public discussion is only just beginning. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.